All right.
Shut the hot dog in your mouth.
I didn't. No, I haven't seen you.
All right. This is Todd Mullen with Imperial Shipyards. I'm here talking with Joe and
Steve
from Hasbro. And our questions this year for you are, with the great success of the barge, can we expect to hear any great new offerings from HasLabs?
Yeah, absolutely. Stay tuned. We're working on some new stuff for next year, and maybe even the end of this year. We'll see.
Excellent. So, any hints on what those might be?
Nope.
All right.
It doesn't have to be any scale, any size,
right,
any price. Mm-hmm. It's just got to be crazy.
We love that. Mm-hmm. Can we get more figures from in the vintage collection? More than three waves a year, maybe five?
Yeah, I mean, I think what Steve said yesterday in the panel, we have more coming out, hopefully in spring, than we did full year for 2018. So there's definitely more coming. I think right now we're looking at about five waves for 2019. So.
But I think the thing you were saying, Joe, yesterday about, or Patrick was saying about, not having more new figures in a wave.
Yeah.
So kind of the way we're doing waves is going to change a little bit to make sure that we get new, more unique figures and case packs for our collector focus lines. So
excellent.
There's lots more coming. There's going to be more in 19 than 18.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And the question that comes every year, will you be doing another fan favorites vote soon?
Not by the end of the year, but I think there's a good chance of doing it next year, yeah.
And any hints on the scales? Is it going to be 3 1/4 or 6?
Who's owed one? We did 3 1/4 last time.
We did,
we
six
inches owed one.
6 inch. That was Jaina, right? And that was 2 years ago, so
yeah.
We got some time. We'll see.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do something completely different. But connecting with the fans to know what they want and desire is the objective.
Excellent. Is everything going according to plan to get the barge shipped in February still?
It's going really well. It's we've just don't know why I sounded like Scooby-Doo when I did that, but there we are. We did we've just started tooling. We're looking at the packaging at the moment. We're making sure that this is going to be the most protected Hasbro toy ever sent through the post. Mail. And it's going really, really well. Yeah, Mark's done a great job on it, and we're going in the right direction.
All right. Is there a reason you don't standardize the action figure collections across the board?
What does that mean?
Cool packaging along with quality figures and build A figure parts. Standardized collections for arms, heads, legs.
I don't quite understand the question.
I'm not entirely sure I understand the question either. We'll go on to the next one.
Okay.
I think we have good figures and cool packaging down.
I obviously agree with that.
Yeah. We've seen a word that the Walmart exclusive TIE Fighter coming into the vintage deco. Mm-hmm. Any other vehicle offerings that you'd care to share?
I can't share, but there will be new vintage vehicles coming out.
Excellent. All right. Can we get less repacks and new figures in the vintage line? Aliens and droids have not been widely represented. For example, 8D8 or EV99.
Or Klaatu or Yak Face.
Yeah.
I think it would refer back to the other answer in terms of just making sure we're trying to get newer figures in. Or more unique figures in the case pack.
Great. Is there a chance that you're going to bring back the multi-pack figures? And what a great way to fill the barge.
Yeah, I mean, we've done obviously Afro with 000 and BT-1 for an exclusive. I think those kind of feel more sort of exclusive or kind of convention things, because they're special action figures.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether we'll be putting that into mainline, but it's always something we're looking at. And certainly work with our retail partners where we can to kind of put collections out. That's one way of doing it. We've also got some other ideas on how you put multiple carded figures out as well, which we're playing around with at the moment.
And any chance that there's going to be a skiff to go with the barge?
Nothing to announce on the skiff as yet. I know a lot of people want it, and I know that we need to make one that's at a better size comparison with the barge, but nothing to announce on that.
Alrighty. What is next year's ratio on original trilogy to new entertainment figures for the vintage collection? For example, will we see 10 new figures represented in the original trilogy?
And there you go. I'm trying to work out the exact ratio. Now, these things always change, so things go up. But it's a healthy split. I mean, a lot of, I'm assuming by the way that question's asked, it's like, hey, there's no original trilogy stuff coming out, you just do new entertainment. I think in 19 you'll see, and I assume by new entertainment they mean the latest movies or even the sequel trilogy. I don't quite know what they mean, but there is a good, strong representation of original trilogy and more unusual characters and stories that you'll find in 2019 for Vintage.
Yep.
Excellent. It's been a while since we've seen a new large vehicle offering in the 3¾ scale. Any chance you might shed some light on some coming down the pike, a ATM6 perhaps?
It's like a bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm doing all the talking, but size is difficult because obviously that means bigger boxes and bigger prices and stuff. We've done some incredible stuff, innovative stuff with like the AT-ACT, you know, with the BB-8 playset, so the big stuff. I don't want to restrict the access of things to people with the price, and you know, so the kind of 3¾-inch line, the sort of 5-point articulated kind of stuff, I think will keep kind of more consumable. But I don't want to scrimp. I won't scrimp on vintage collection vehicles. We'll do the proper size. Now, the barge is 80% to scale in terms of everything, so that's the benchmark. So if we choose something and it's X number of dollars and it's the right thing to do, then we'll look to do it. But nothing to pronounce on that.
And the 6-inch vintage line is fantastic. What new figures are we going to see in the same treatment that we don't yet know about? All of the characters you've released in the Black Series that have vintage cards before, perhaps?
All the characters you have released in the Black Series that have had vintage cards. I don't quite understand that one. Yeah. But I can't tell you about what new stuff, we can't tell you about what new stuff we're doing.
Yeah.
Beyond what we've already announced.
That was a huge success for us. I mean, I'm sure we'll get to that again in the near future, but yeah, nothing that we can talk about right now.
All right. Mm-hmm. After seeing the new 6-inch Ezra and Chopper, can we assume that we're going to be seeing Zeb coming along soon to complete Phoenix?
I mean, he's a big boy. Zeb is a big boy, and we've got to work out a proper way of doing it. But our aim is to finish off that crew.
And along those lines, are we going to be seeing anything new and exciting for Darth Maul since he appeared in Solo?
That was weird, because I didn't know that was going to happen. Yeah. None of us. We were seeing the movies and went, right, wow. didn't know anything about that. So to react to that specifically takes a long time. You know, the figure will take 12 months to do. Now, you could argue, well, you've done more, and so I don't, nothing planned at the moment, because that was kind of out of left field. But
it was kind of fun for me. I actually was at the red carpet premiere, and I was like, oh, cool, Ray Park is here. Oh, that's why Ray Park is here.
That's great. Yeah, I didn't get invited to that.
No, me neither.
I got lucky on that one. And our final question this year is, besides the sail barge, of course, what new product has caused the most excitement for you guys this year?
You're the most heartache now. Apart from the barge, oh my gosh, I don't know, it's excitement. One thing? I kind of enjoyed the Afra stuff. I like the Afra vintage collection, just because it was a fan vote. It was an unusual character. We could do the special action figure pack again. We could do it so we didn't have to perforate. We could just perf the J-hook and we didn't have to punch it through. And it was kind of Comic-Con, and it was kind of proving like, yeah, we'll do more unusual figures. Yeah, we'll do droids. So I like that.
I think the application of the photo reel to Black Series and now coming to Vintage gives some excitement to just see, like, I mean, these guys are doing such an amazing job with Black Series to begin with, but to see that deco improvement because of that process has just been, it's been huge. It's taken it to the next level, and it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Thank you, Joe.
That's my last one for this year.
All right.
Thank you for taking your time and talking to us.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.